Thank you, Mark, and welcome back to the airwaves after your travels. According to a survey a couple of years ago, roughly half of the UK regularly prays. Indeed, 51% of people surveyed on behalf of Agency Tier Fund said that they pray. It's less than in the USA, who found that 84% of their adults prayed in the last week, but nevertheless, it's a bigger number than I would have thought. And what's fascinating is that even among those who say that they're not religious, 20% of them still pray, either for their family or in a crisis, or even to give thanks. So I wonder if you're a praying person. If so, I guess the question is, who do you pray to? Maybe you're from a religious background, so you pray to Allah or to Jesus or just to God. Or maybe you're not sure. But doesn't the fact that we are hardwired to pray tell us something? I once had a neighbour when I lived overseas called Manuel, and he wasn't a particularly religious sort of guy. In fact, he'd get drunk in the night and sometimes phone me up say rude things and then apologise the next day. I didn't hold it against him. He was otherwise a very nice guy, and he even bought cuddly toys for our twins when they were born. But I once asked him if he believed in God, and he said, sure. After all, you have to have someone that you can thank. That was a fascinating insight to me. Religious and non-religious people are hardwired to pray, whether that's giving thanks or asking for things. The Bible, in the book of Ecclesiastes, says that God has set eternity in the human heart. So Christians believe that we're made in the image of God, and so it's a natural thing to want to call out in prayer, knowing that we are limited ourselves and can't sort everything out. And it's a wonderful thing that when you become a Christian, you have God as your heavenly Father through the Lord Jesus Christ, and you can talk to him about anything and everything that is on your mind. As a church, we believe that prayer makes a difference, which is why this evening we're having a prayer meeting for Ukraine at 7:30, both on Zoom and at St Mary's Parish Hall near the bus station. You're most welcome to join us if you like. Christians believe that prayer makes a difference. So why not try it sometime? And remember who you're praying to, the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Thanks for listening, and have a fantastic day.